This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Technology Products World. We're about to speak to Denise Ruiz Cabrera, who's the Public Relations and Advertising Manager at Casio, Inc. Welcome to Utopia Media's Technology Products World.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
We're going to be talking about digital cameras, and in particular the Casio EX-S500. But first, why don't we provide a little background for our listeners by telling them a little bit about your position at Casio and some more information about Casio itself. Where does the company that you work for fit into the corporate structure of a larger Casio ecosystem?
Well, Casio Incorporated is actually the U.S. subsidiary of Casio Computer Company, Ltd., which is based out of Tokyo.
Okay, and what's involved with your position there with Casio, Inc.?
Well, as public relations and advertising manager, I'm basically responsible for acting as a spokesperson for the company whenever possible, ensuring quality media coverage and working with each of the divisions to launch new products, manage press efforts. I manage the press efforts for a multitude of divisions and make sure that the messaging is concise and synonymous with our advertising efforts, particularly through our press. And also at identifying multimedia opportunities with integrated marketing potential.
Okay, so you're going to get to do most of that in this interview.
Yeah, let's hope so.
What else does Casio, Inc. Make besides digital cameras?
Casio, Inc. actually manufactures timepieces, which are G-Shock, Baby G, Oceanus, Casio Wave Scepter, Pathfinder timepieces. We also manufacture keyboards and digital pianos such as Privia, calculators, which most people are familiar with, disk title printers, electronic dictionaries, cash registers, and an array of other consumer electronics that may not all be available in the U.S.
Okay, so people can essentially know what time it is, make music, take pictures of themselves doing it all using Casio products.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now I want to focus on digital photography a little bit and see where this product fits in within it. What could you say to our listeners to give them a general explanation of how the creation of an image using microelectronics differs from creating that image with a chemically based film?
Well, we can start by acknowledging that in today's society, everything we do is based on instant gratification. So having the ability to see your photos without waiting for processing is not just a luxury. It's what today's society demands.
So that's some comic remark, I think, in the last decade. Instant gratification is not fast enough for me.
It's not?
No, that was the comment of the comic. Instant gratification isn't fast enough.
Okay, well, I mean, for our purposes...
Right, it is.
That's the customer that we appeal to.
Right.
I mean, when digital cameras were first introduced to consumers back in 1995, Casio basically led the way with the first compact digital camera. It had a built-in LCD screen, and it weighed under 10 ounces. That seems bulky and heavy, but believe it or not, back then it was very portable. It was very... lightweight, and it was affordable.
Would you say that the impact of digital cameras is comparable to the impact of Polaroid cameras in its time in terms of what it does to the photographic process?
Well, digital cameras allows you to share your pictures a lot quicker than a Polaroid would have.
Right, not just in terms of getting the image, but in terms of distributing it to friends, relatives, business associates, or strangers, it can be done a lot faster.
Exactly.
With digital.
Exactly. It's done a lot quicker. It's more efficient. It's less costly. The quality is better. I mean, you don't get the quality print from a Polaroid that you would from, a JPEG or even MPEG-4 video that you would email to somebody.
Okay. We're probably going to get more on this a little later, but what about the percentage of photography that's done chemically and digitally? What's the position of those two methods now relative to each other, and what are the trends in that area?
You know what? I would have to get more information to be able to answer that more thoroughly, I think.
Right.
I don't want to call out percentages or anything like that, but I can tell you that the majority of people are sharing their photos over the internet and uploading it into their computers, they're not necessarily getting them printed. And if they do, they're doing their own printing.
Okay.
People are not paying
right
what they used to get their pictures printed.
All right. Say a little bit about the reason why people should have a digital camera rather than use the photo function in their cellular phones.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Right. A lot of cellular phones now have picture-taking capability.
Right.
What's the reason why people should have an independent standalone camera rather than just use the functionality for picture-taking?
You don't get the same quality
right
in the digital phone.
Right.
You lose the resolution. There's a lot more options that you have when you have that you can utilize when you use an actual camera that's intended for that purpose.
Okay.
Just like there are cameras that happen to also take video.
Right.
And then there are phones that happen to also take pictures.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's the purpose that it was intended for.
Right.
So you're sacrificing quality. But as technology moves forward, digital camera design needs to keep up with the pace of not only technology, but they keep up with the styling. They're smaller, they're lighter, they have bigger screens, they have better battery life and video incorporation. Chances are you somewhere down the line you could probably get that all in a phone, but you're going to be paying a lot of money for it.
Okay. Let's talk about the you can tell me how to pronounce it because I've never heard it pronounced yet. Say it again.
Exilim.
Right, exactly. Okay, and that's Exilim.
That's correct.
What does that reverberate with? How is that word created? It's a created word. What is it supposed to indicate?
What does Exilim stand for?
Right,
or?
Right. Does it stand for something, or is it just made up?
I mean, it's basically our brand for digital cameras.
Right. Is it supposed to imply that they're slim?
Well, I think a better question might be for example, if you're asking, we have different series within at the Exilim brand.
Right.
There are three categories. There's the Exilim card series, which might indicate that it's slim and stylish.
Right.
One of our series.
Right.
We have the Exilim Pro series, which tends to have more manual functions, a higher quality lens capability. It's got more professional appeal, and that's not necessarily as slim as our card series.
Okay.
So the word Exilim itself,
right,
while it might imply what you might find in one of our categories, is not necessarily indicative of what the entire line is about.
Okay, what's the third category?
The third category is the Zoom series,
right,
which is known for its powerful zoom capability, but may not necessarily have all the manual functions that you might see in our Pro series.
Okay, and tell us what the distinguishing characteristics are of the EXS500 card camera within the context of the Exilim line.
Well, let's say that the Exilim card series is Casio's revolutionary claim to fame.
Okay.
We've managed to squeeze the best of high-tech features into a fashionable camera that is the size of a credit card, about half an inch thick. It's small, thin, yet functional, fashionable, and very easy to use.
Okay, I'm looking at one right here, and you're right. And in particular, as part of the preparation for this, I visited a big store and looked at some comparable cameras. And the first thing that struck me was the elegance of design of the EXS 500 compared to the other ones. You weren't going to cut yourself on them, but there were these rough edges and these kind of jagged lines on it, whereas the EX500 S500 seemed much more elegant.
Well, it's actually been from some of the reviews and we've gotten outstanding reviews on the camera.
Right.
But I read a quote somewhere that it would definitely win in a beauty pageant.
Right.
So it is a very attractive looking camera, but it has other defining characteristics.
Tell us about those.
Well, besides being barely bigger than a credit card and just a little over half an inch thick at its thinnest point, it takes up to 1 hour of MPEG-4 video when you use it with a 1 gigabyte SD card. And the SD card is sold separately.
Right.
It's got an anti-shake, anti-blur DSP, and that basically minimizes
DSP being digital signal processing.
Correct.
Right.
And that basically eliminates blurring, and if you know, if you're taking a picture of something, I don't know, a race.
Right.
You know, it's got an image. It's got an image processing module that'll take high quality images. But if you're taking a picture of something that's moving quite fast, it will actually clear that up for you. So the anti-shake and the anti-blur works in the photo mode, although it does not necessarily apply in the video mode.
Okay.
When you're taking MP4.
To what extent is it a point-and-shoot automatically configured camera, and to what extent is it adaptable to people who want to set their own settings?
You mean to what percentage of it would I say is manual?
Yes.
I mean, it does have some manual functions. The idea of the camera is obviously for it to be easy to use, as well as attractive and very portable. I mean, it fits right into a shirt pocket.
Right.
Or a pair of jeans. It has 33 best shot modes.
Say a little bit more about the best shot modes and how that works.
You basically go into the screen, and you don't even have to. There's a best shot button.
Right.
If you press it, each of the 33 best shot modes are, you can highlight them on your screen.
Right.
And as you go through them, it's actually showing you samples of the type of picture that you would be taking in that mode.
For example, like a mountain in the distance or a portrait close-up or...
Or, for example, if you wanted to take a picture of your pet.
Right.
At the time you did it, something was wrong with it. Maybe you were getting red eye, or maybe you were getting, you know, something blurry. There's actually one of the best shot modes is pet.
Right.
And if you select that, it's a better option for taking a picture of your pet. There's party mode. There's candlelight mode. There's scenic mode. There's all sorts of best shot modes that you can choose from. So that makes it quite easy for somebody who's not a professional. It does have some manual functions, which honestly I wouldn't even really go into them, because I feel like for the EXS, that's more for our Pro series.
Okay. Talk about the SD memory cards. That's SD for secure digital, and how important they are in enhancing the functionality of the camera.
Well, basically, you need the memory to store all of your images, and you need at least a 1 gigabyte SD card in order to be able to record up to an hour of MPEG-4.
Okay, who makes those, and where can people get them as a general proposition, these SD memory cards?
Scandisk makes them. You can get them at any, you know, Circuit City or
okay.
Radio Shack. Or
and say something about the battery. What kind is it? And
it's actually on the EXS 500. There's a low power. It's an ion. I'm sorry.
Right.
We're jumping around here.
Okay.
It's a lithium ion rechargeable battery.
Okay, and how long does it tend to stay recharged for? Under what kind of use?
It allows for up to 200 shots on one charge.
Okay, 200 still shots.
Mm-hmm.
And how much video?
I think there are different options.
Right, depending on what the resolution you're asking for.
It's depending on the resolution.
Right.
About an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you whether the EXS 500 is a video camera that also takes still photos, or a still camera that also shoots video, or is this a meaningful distinction anymore?
Well, it is a still photo camera that can take almost DVD quality video.
Right.
And I think this distinction is particularly important because Casio has incorporated video technology into a digital still camera, whereas most manufacturers today are taking video cameras and incorporating digital still technology into their video cams.
Okay.
So basically, Casio's realized that most consumers today prefer to take still photos than video.
Right.
So we mastered the digital still camera and then focused on incorporating the video. So when MPEG-4 was introduced, we knew that this was a technology that consumers would appreciate for its quality and compression capability.
MPEG-4 is the standard of the in which the video is encoded.
Exactly.
Okay.
It basically allows consumers to have you know, a great digital quality video with great compression.
So essentially, it's optimized for still pictures, but it's capable of doing video instead of the other way around.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, after the photos and the videos are shot with the S500, how can they be, as you said, rapidly shown to other people by either printing them out or putting them on the web or storing them on hard drives?
What's
the means for doing that?
There's a cradle that hooks up to a USB port.
Right.
It comes with the software. Once you've installed the software, and you plug in the cradle to the USB port,
right,
it will recognize that the camera is in mode to download the images.
Right. And then it's essentially becomes another hard drive on the computer.
Exactly.
Okay. Are there and then they can be transferred to the computer and from there posted to websites, emailed to people, put into Photoshop and other programs to be enhanced.
Exactly.
Modified.
Or you could even select to have prints.
Okay. And the printing can be done from the computer, or what capabilities does the camera have to have its content printed directly? Can it do that, or does it need to go through a computer?
I believe there are some compatible printers. I don't really have a list of which ones they are.
Right. Essentially, you can then plug the USB into the computer.
Right. And plug it from a computer, but you could...
Or into the printer, I meant.
Into a printer, correct.
Right. And print it directly that way.
Right. I don't have a list of
which
printers would do that.
But there are some that you can't do it. So you don't necessarily need a computer. You can, if you have a printer, you can print it.
Right. As with most digital cameras these days.
Right. And one often sees kiosks in stores saying, print your digital prints here.
Right.
How does this camera connect to those kind of kiosks?
I haven't actually tried that yet.
Okay.
So I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But it can be done that way as well, I guess.
Suppose that it could, but I wouldn't, yeah.
Okay. Talk about the demographics of the different XLM cameras and what market sectors they appeal to?
Well, I can tell you that initially we thought that it would appeal, that we were intending it to appeal to professionals, executives of that nature, because of its portability and because of its retail price.
Right.
But given the other factors of what makes the camera so great, we've learned that not only is it appealing to women and men of a broad range, it's also the it item for teenagers because of the color and because of the portability. So there's a broad range in there. I mean, you have women who are typically the memory keepers of the family.
Right.
Then you have your business professionals who carry cameras either for whatever purpose, documenting, accidents. I mean, there's all different reasons why you would have a camera.
Yeah, my insurance company every year sends me an instant camera in a box. I'm wondering whether any insurance companies are sending these out to people yet.
Well, with the price tag that it has, I'm
not
sure that it would, but
if
teenagers are buying it, and that's probably because, you know, they have, in recent studies have shown that parents are obviously giving their children more spending money.
Right.
But it's such a broad range of people that this camera is appealing to.
Okay. What can you say about the price point and generally what these cameras are available for, if you can say anything about that?
Well, currently it retails for $349.
Right.
And it's available at, Circuit City and Radio Shack, and I think even Target might be carrying it.
Okay.
And
what can you say, if you can, anything about it, about sales? When was it first released, and how has it been selling?
Well, by far, it's exceeded our expectations.
Right.
So with regards to EXS500 sales, Casio Inc., we've seen great success so far,
right.
And we're confident that after the holiday sales are over, we'll have exceeded our target by 100%.
Okay. Can you say anything, what you think about the evolution of the price as newer models come out?
Well, The price on digital cameras in general falls relatively quickly. As each new camera company introduces another model with additional features, they end up dropping the prices on the older style. So it's about every 6 months that you'll see a decline in pricing on the older styles.
Okay.
And the digital camera market is similar to all other consumer products out there, where new technology replaces older models and the prices in the older models drop. So it's the same in all industries, cars, appliances, even clothing.
So you'll be able to get more for the same price or the same for a lower price in 6 months or so?
Possibly. I mean, we're improving the technology all the time.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask next. What future directions do you see Casio digital cameras in general or the Exilim line in particular moving in the next year or so?
Well, we can say that Casio's constantly paving the way for consumers to realize the next technology and how it can improve their lives when it comes to consumer electronics. Our engineers are always looking at how to improve on existing technology. So we can say the future is actually quite interesting. We've always been ahead of ourselves.
The one thing that I thought I would like to see in the camera, that, as I've been using it, is the addition of Wi-Fi capability to it, so that the pictures could essentially be sent up into the web or to other people immediately. Is there any possibility that that's going to happen?
I'm sure it's something that our engineers are considering. As I mentioned, we're always ahead of ourselves and thinking ahead. So I'm sure if it hasn't happened yet, there's either a reason for it or something that we may have to look forward to.
Okay. If people want to get more information about the EXS500, where can they go on the web or elsewhere to get that information?
Well, for more information on all Exilim digital cameras, including the EXS500, consumers can visit www.exilim.casio.com.
EXILIM.
Yes.
Okay. And do you personally use an EXS500?
Of course.
What do you use it for mostly?
I use it mainly for what it was not intended for, but I mainly use it to take short movies and share them with people right from the LCD screen, because it's got this really large 2.2-inch LCD screen.
Right.
And that will typically strike up, your camera's so beautiful and sharp, who makes it conversation?
Okay. So you get to do it for fun and do it for work at the same time?
Well, of course. I mean, I have to know how to use the camera.
Exactly.
And I also share the photos that I take with it over the internet, since I can allow, friends and family to share the pictures taken instantly. So there goes that theory for instant gratification.
Right. So not only can you do that, though, but everyone else who gets one of these cameras can do the same thing.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else you want to say about the camera?
I mean, basically, there's something that people don't know. Casio has been a pioneer in a lot of consumer electronics, and we've basically come up with some really neat products over the years, and for whatever reason have not been able to beat other people to the punch from a marketing standpoint.
Well, now you've been on Utopia Media's Technology Products World, and thousands of people will be able to hear this. That may be changing.
Hopefully. as I mentioned, we were the first to introduce, the camera, a portable digital camera that weighed just under 10 ounces at an affordable price. And actually, the Exilim line was launched just less than 4 years ago in 2002. And Casio, when we unveiled the first camera in the Exilim line of digital cameras, it was called the EXS1, and everyone was astounded at the size and capabilities, even though in 2002, the megapixels was the key feature of the camera model, and it barely topped 1 megapixel.
Oh, we haven't actually talked about that. How many megapixels are in this camera?
It's actually a 5 megapixel for the EXS500.
Right, exactly.
Right. But back in 2002, our very first digital camera that was slim and compact barely topped 1 megapixel, and still everyone wanted it because of its size. So Casio's always been ahead of its generation, and we simply took Exilim digital cameras to the next level by making it compact, stylish, and fashionable to match today's consumers. We've just sort of didn't really put it out there. So
okay, well, now it's out there, and more people will get a chance to see it and see things using it.
It is.
Thank you very much for talking to us today on Utopia Media's Technology Products World.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.